quite a variety of music. Before we start the first piece, I'd like to have Dr. Leland Vale explain to you what you're about to hear.
Thank you. Knut Nystedt is celebrating his 80th birthday this year. He is a Norwegian composer and probably is one of the most famous and most respected composers of the 20th century of specifically choral music, although he is noted for his organ works and orchestral works and is cited in Grove's Dictionary for that purpose. We certainly in Southern California and at Cal State Long Beach know him best for his choral works. His earlier compositions, which were brought to this country by Mr. Frank Pooler, who served as director of choral studies from 1959 until his retirement in 1988, and I will say he's with us this evening. Nystedt's first choral pieces were motets translated into English from Norwegian, specifically for American church choirs to sing and university choirs. But beginning in the early 60s, Nystedt began experimenting with new choral sounds, new techniques of using the voice to sing, and produced some interesting avant-garde works that employed clusters and other techniques. One of his notational devices was to take what we would call the quarter note and remove the stem. So all you had were the little black dot and put them on our staff, and that was to sort of discourage this idea of rhythm that we're so locked into. Now it's interesting that he decides to employ the king of rhythm, the percussion, with choir, and to take the idea of a mass, which would have, in the ordinary of the mass, five movements, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and Benedictus, and the Agnus Dei. And in this case, he has gone back to the original chant melodies that were developed in the Middle Ages and eventually set down on paper around the 9th century and then translated into more contemporary notation in the 12th century and then retranslated again in the 20th century by the monks of Solesmes. We call it square notation. It's what our choir is reading today. So instead of round notes for the choir, we've got square notes and diamond notes on four staffs. All of this is boring, I can tell. So we precede each movement with this Gregorian chant. We sing as a unison choir, sometimes just men, just women, other times together. And we proceed each movement with that Gregorian chant. Then Nystedt, in his brilliance, has taken the chant melody, and in most cases, it's rearticulated by the marimba, and using his idea of notating, which is just that little black dot that they have to read. And other things are notated with half notes and dotted quarters, but all of it is unbarred so that it has a sense of flow. So once we articulate the text in Latin on the Gregorian chant, you will hear it then interpolated by the percussion ensemble, which is actually the major part of the work. So I hope that helps you in understanding how this, what will be about a 28-minute piece, comes together. Thank you.